You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
We're having a few technical difficulties here at Poulton Rovers, but we're hoping you are now able to hear us. You haven't missed much. We've just had a quick chat with Jimmy, and that's all that you've missed. But we are back live again now. Doug Webber here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry and joined by Ollie Howard. Ollie, you're having a few issues here, but it's all right. We just ride it out and it will be all good shortly.
Yeah, good afternoon again, Doug. Happy to be here on Stags Radio.
I think that's the third time you said hello to me today, but that's absolutely fine. It happens. It's one of those things, but we are now live. And we did just hear from Jimmy. Look, we'll summarise what Jimmy had to say. He's looking for more, isn't he, from these players? It's obvious he's not been in the job long, 10, 12 days so far. What do you think, from your perspective, he's going to need to see today in terms of reaction? He said that he didn't want people losing their discipline, but what do you think needs to be a reaction today?
I think it's just finding the sweet spot in this team, at the moment. In and around and before Christmas, we were praising how the high quality of performance, the fluidity of the play. And then we went through a phase of the fans wanting us to win ugly, I think was the phrase being used quite a lot. So I think we're just going through a patch at the moment where we're just finding our feet and wanting and knowing how to win football matches as opposed to pleasing the fans. And I think we've got a different system out there today that Jimmy's going to teeter with. And I think, you know, we'll see how it goes within the first 15 minutes and make a justification from there.
Yeah, and that is the case. There is a bit of a change today, which you will hear about very shortly. We'll run through the team lineups very shortly. But let's have a little look at Poulton Rovers to start with. Not being the best season for them. They're in eighth position at the moment. Earlier in the season, they were known as kind of away specialists. Their points record on the road was amazing. But in the last 10 games, they've won 3, drawn 3 and lost 4. They did win their last game against Scholing through an Edward Butcher 72nd minute goal. And he does start again today. It is inconsistent in the last 10 games from them, but same can be said for us.
Yeah, I remember when we were back at the Snows when they beat us 4-2 when we were at home, and we were looking at it as a real playoff chase. Potentially we would had eyes our sets on the title. They were firmly in the playoff positions, and now we've both after the Christmas period we've both fallen off a little bit, but there's always goals in both of these sides, as I was saying beforehand, with Hisham Kassimi with us, with Leighton Thomas for the opposition. We're both well up there in terms of the goal scoring charts. So I think it'll be quite an interesting game, and I'm expecting quite a few goals today.
And that is, you would expect that. Looking at the stats, in terms of Poulton Rovers, they have scored 16 goals in their last 9 games, and they've only gone goalless on 6 occasions in the league this season. They've only scored 7 goals fewer than AFC Totten, but they have leaked a lot more. They've conceded 21 goals more. So you would think there's going to be plenty of goals. Looking at their last 5 results, of course, there was that Scholing victory on Wednesday night. But the 5 games that they've recently played, they drew 3-3 with Slimbridge, they drew 2-2 with Winchester, they drew 2-2 with Lymington, and then they lost 1-0 away to Melksham. And you look at the head-to-head between AFC Totten and Poulton, 15 games, 7 games won by Totten, 4 won by Poulton. It could go any which way today.
Yeah, as you were saying, Poulton do tend to be a bit more stronger away from home, which is quite unusual. But in the games you just listed there, 3-3 draw, 2-2 all draws, they've got goals coming left, right and centre. And as I was saying before, they've got some really, really talented players in this team. I specifically remember in the home game, they've got a midfielder, Liban Ibrahim, and I think he'll be a danger for them today. We have a maestro and a mercurial in the midfield.
And he got a really good reception as he walked into the ground from the youth players that were just kicking a ball around on the pitch pre-match. Got a really good reception. But of course, it's important to mention that they do have the league's top scorer in their ranks, Leighton Thomas, who scored 25 goals this season. He scored 5 goals in 3 appearances between February and March. And he's scored 2+ goals on 8 occasions this season, including a foursome against Mangotsfield.
Yeah, I was quite disappointed with him. I was especially in the game where we lost 4-2. You know, you look at that on paper and you think, oh, how many has Leighton Thomas scored? But if I remember correctly, I don't think he actually got himself on the score sheet. But, you know, he's got that in his locker, hasn't he? Especially in the start of the season where he was just scoring goals for fun, hat-tricks, a foursome, as you said, braces here and there. He's a really, really dangerous player.
It's also important to mention that Tottenham come into this game in not great form. In the last 6 games, they have 4 defeats and they failed to score in 3 of their last 11 games, including away to Bideford on Tuesday night. So let's have a little look at the lineups for today's game. Let's start with Poulton Rovers, the home side. In goal, they've got Aaron Sainsbury, James Byrne, Nuno Felix, Neil Martin is the captain, Josiah Dunstan, Daniel Dempsey, Will Harvey, Liban Ibrahim, as you mentioned, Leighton Thomas, as we have spoken so much about, Jack Ball and Edward Butcher, who scored the winner against Scholing in midweek. On the bench, they've got Leo Elgin, Leighton Tuadolo, Kai Williamson, Kyle Anderson, and Christopher Cook. Now, your AFC Tottenham lineup, there are 4 changes made by Jimmy Ball today. 4 players dropping out of the squad, out of the team, are Nathan Hurst, Ben Jefford, Sam Griffin, who we'll speak a bit more about in a bit, and Jake Adams. Coming in are Bourne, Regé, Olamiwa, and Gwengri. So here's your lineup. It's Lewis Noyce in goal. We're expecting a back four of Callum Bourne at right back, Jordan Regé at left back. Centre halves are likely to be Robert Flukes and Adi Olamiwa. We're expecting a slight change in that Captain Harry Medway will sit at the base of the midfield, with Freddie Reid and Ethan Taylor further forward in that midfield three. And the front three, we're expecting to see Shaq Gwengri, Brett Williams and Hisham Kassimi on the bench. We've got Ben Jefford, Jake Adams, Pascal Kapugamu, Jack Hoey and Lewis Waterfield, who has come back from his loan at Lymington. So we mentioned that we'll have a little chat about Sam Griffin. Sam Griffin has made the decision to leave the club. Just what are AFC Tottenham going to be missing with Sam Griffin leaving the club?
Well, we all know in and around the club, he was one of our best players, our most dangerous players. He had, as I said, as I replied to him on his Twitter page, probably the best first touch in the whole league. You know, he has had that ability to pluck the ball out of the air, shift onto his right foot, and he was really, really instrumental for us on that left-hand side. So it's a big miss today. There's no, and for the rest of the season, there's no doubting that.
And he is a key player. He's probably considered as a little bit unorthodox as a footballer in some ways. He quite often his first touch is with it, using his head rather than trying to bring the ball down. So he will be a big loss, but the teams are just coming out in front of us as we speak. Poulton Rovers in their maroon kit, maroon top, maroon shorts and white socks. And AFC Tottenham wearing their away kit, the fluorescent yellow top and socks with black shorts, sponsored by SM5 Developments. And so they're just having the handshake in front of us. It's a game where the sun has just come out, which could change the complexion of it, because it looked like it was going to be quite heavy rain before kickoff.
Well, that's the English weather for you, and especially in the last couple of days. I remember, I think it was Thursday, it was snowing at one point, then the sun was coming out, snowing again. I wouldn't be surprised if we see it again here in the southwest of England. But yeah, the teams are coming out. I can also notice Jack Ball is out there for Poulton Rovers, who is a man who's played for Yeovil in the Football League and also scored 24 goals in the 2017-18 season. So, as I said before, there's loads of players in this Poulton Rovers side, especially offensively, that can get on the score sheet today. But likewise can certainly be said for us, as we've seen throughout the season.
And as we mentioned earlier, Agile Carpentry are sponsoring today's broadcast. We appreciate everything that Agile Carpentry have done for us. They sponsored the Fan Zone on Tuesday night as well. They're a family-orientated team supported by over 10 years of experience, and they will help you with any sort of building project that you need help with. That could be carpentry, building, extensions, loft conversions, bathroom specialists, the list goes on. So if you do want to get in touch with Agile Carpentry for any of your carpentry needs, go to agilecarpentry.co.uk. So we're just waiting for the toss to occur. It's quite a nice day now. It's warming up slightly as well. I can see that some of the directors are standing in front of us, including Tony Croft and the star man of the other night, Richard Matthews, our chief analyst. If you want to follow the game on Twitter as well, you can. Benjamin Rees is sitting next to me, having a break from the commentary airways, resting that sultry voice that he has. But do keep up to date with his Twitter commentary as well. Ollie, I'm gonna ask for something a bit different from you today. Give us a score prediction.
Well, before we had those technical issues, I think I did actually mention my score prediction, but it's two teams that are out of form. I think it'll be a really close affair. Both of us do need to get the points on the board. As I said before, lots of goals in this game. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw, I think.
2-2 draw. So that's, you've heard it here first. That's where Ollie Howard's money is. So it is going to be an AFC Totten kickoff. Ethan Taylor playing in that deeper role today, standing over the ball in the centre circle, and they will be shooting from left to right as we look at it in this first half, going up the hill. And Poulton Rovers will be shooting down the hill in that first half from right to left. Referee just making his last checks, and he starts his watch, and we are underway here at the first for Poole Stadium, and the ball played back to Robert Flukes, and straight away a long ball that's had to be dealt with there because Brett Williams was chasing behind. Hisham tries to bring that ball down, but can't do so. And the ball's played forward, and Flukes will just clear it away. And an early touch here for Totten, but it's played long by Taylor, and it's into the hands of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, just first looks. We can see Leighton Thomas on the right-hand side of the Poulton Rovers attack. So we've got Jordan Regay out there defending against him today, but Leighton Thomas is known for his pace, and I think Jordan Regay is, again, that's probably his greatest asset as a fullback. And, you know, it'll be an interesting matchup. Probably Thomas is looking the stockier of the two, but we'll have to see how the affair goes in terms of the speed.
It's also going to be interesting to see Olamiwa play because he's been lacking match fitness recently and not played many games at all, but comes straight into the heart of this defence here for this game against Poulton. Eighth place against fifth, as we said earlier. So it's nicely poised. Poulton with a good bit of interplay on the far side. Ball cuts inside there. Freddie Reid with a late challenge. It will be a free kick there. The late challenge there on James Byrne.
Yeah, you can have a few complaints for that tackle, I think. Just came in a little bit late and just nothing malicious, nothing too dangerous, but a decent cross, decent position for Poulton Rovers to stick the ball into the box there.
So there are plenty of other games. There's a full fixture list in the Southern League Division 1 South today. And we will let you know of any goals as they go in. The key games in terms of our promotion chase would be Bristol Manor Farm against Scholing, Larkhall against Winchester, and Mangotsfield against Cirencester primarily. Ball played into the box here, and Noyce climbs for it. There was a player down in the box there under the feet of Brett Williams, but both players get up without they're unscathed there. Regay chasing this ball, looking to win that header. Goes in with his foot. Now Reid plays the ball over the top, but Kasimu is offside. And I think he had just mistimed his run.
Yeah, I don't think he was really expecting a ball to be played over the top so early. It was a very high line for Poulton Rovers, almost on the halfway line. But it was an easy decision for the linesman. I think everyone around the ground knew that.
Interesting to see that the front three, we've seen Brett Williams playing a little bit deeper and a bit wider in the last few games. But it looks like he is playing as a centre forward today with Kasimu out on the left-hand side and Gwengri out on this right-hand side. It's very strange seeing Harry Medway in the centre of midfield, but we know he can play the ball very well with his feet. There's a little shirt pull there on Flukes, and I think it's both Flukes. Well, both players were pulling on shirts there, but it's been given against AFC Totten, and it will be a Poulton free kick in a dangerous position on the right-hand side of the penalty box.
Yeah, I think that was Jack Ball and Rob Flukes there fighting for the ball. Maybe Ball just had a bit more pace that Flukes wasn't really ready to deal with. And as you said, they were putting on each other's shirts, but the referee wasn't having any of it and favoured the attacker.
So, this is an early opportunity for Poulton to get the ball into the box. Can they make a meaningful contribution early in this game? Just 3 minutes gone here at the first for Poole Stadium. Left-footed ball played into the box, looking for the shot, and it's over the bar. Not going to be testing Lewis Noyce today.
Very ambitious, very audacious. Probably some shake of the heads up there from the centre halves of Poulton, who came forward expecting a delivery. But it was a bit selfish there, I think, and sailed over the bar.
But Totten will not want to give too many opportunities to their opposition in that sort of position. Callum Bourne tries to clear, and I think it's gone out of play. Where we are at the back of the stand here, we can't quite see the touchline, so you will just have to bear with us. Throw played by Bourne here, looking for Williams. And it flicked off a Poulton head. Kasimu's there, and there's a challenge there. And he's given a free kick to AFC Totten here. There was an early challenge there on Kasimu, but he's gone into the box, and as the player's gone down, the defender's fallen down, Kasimu's gone over him in the box, but it's been called back for the free kick. Ollie, what do you make of that?
I'm not too sure with that. I'm not too sure. Kasimu seemed to shepherd the ball over him, shielded away the defender, and then they eventually came into the box. The defender seemed to slip, unbeknownst to Kasimu. He fell over, tripped over the defender, but that was a foul inside the box. I think that should have been a penalty, in my opinion.
I think I would agree with you on that. I think that, yes, there was the first free kick, but Kasimu was prevented from going goalwards with the ball because of the fall of the defender. Well, I think as a defender, I think you would feel aggrieved if it has gone against you. But as an attacker, that's a must. It will be Ethan Taylor with this free kick. Curls it round the wall, but it's straight down the throat of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, talking about the goalkeeper, Aaron Sainsbury. He's a young man. I think he's only 20 years old. But he's also, he was on Bristol City's books. So he's obviously got not much experience in terms of being only 20 years old. But he must have a pretty good career ahead of him if you're starting in goal.
Poor pass there by Ibrahim. Only finds Kasimu. Kasimu plays it back to Regay. Regay looking for the ball over the top. Brett Williams is chasing it, and it's been given as offside. He's run around the defender, in my opinion, there. But the assistant referee has flagged for it.
Well onside. It's the linesman. I know it's a difficult decision, but I'm standing right in line here, and I'm almost certain he was a couple yards onside there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see Harrison Reed's highlights after the game to see whether that one makes the cut. Either way, we will be able to get another view, but not until later on this evening. As I mentioned, Harrison Reed, the videographer, the video journalist for us today. Off to our left-hand side. Ball's down in the corner there, and Totten win a throw. Regay's done really well there.
Another thing to point out, I think, from this Totten team is probably Jimmy Ball stamping his authority. We saw under Dan Sackman almost inverted wingers or forwards with Griffin on a left-footed player on the right-hand side, a right-footed player on the left-hand side. Kasimu is on the left wing and Gwengby's on the right wing. So he's probably not too keen on players cutting inside onto their favoured foot and just keeping it quite traditional.
Yeah, not much movement there on the far touchline from Jimmy Ball as yet. And he's also flanked by a new assistant. Lewis Fenimore has joined him, and we had a chat with him earlier, and we'll hear from Lewis Fenimore at half time. But bringing someone in like Fenners, who has been at this level, who has made it out of this league on a few occasions, how important is that going to be, Ollie?
It's someone who has bags of
chance here. Gwengwe has just had received the ball from Williams, and there's a foul there on Gwengwe. Couldn't quite get the ball out of his feet to play a ball forward for Williams, but he was fouled, and it will be a free kick.
Yeah, just going back to Fenimore, I think you can expect someone who's been up and down the leagues, a bit of ruthlessness when it comes to training and what he expects from the side.
Ball played forward here, looking for Gwengwe. They're both tussling, Gwengwe and number three, Nuno Felix, for Poulton. And they've won a throw-in. Callum Bourne's played it back to Medway in that midfield role. Back to Bourne and back to Medway again. Now looking for his options. That's a good ball across. Finds Regay. Ball over the top, looking for Callum Bourne. Can he get the ball into the box? He can. Lifts it into the box. It's just off the head of a defender, though. And they're still competing for it. Kasimu wins the header, but it's cleared away from goal there by Dempsey. Good opportunity to get the ball into the box there, and great interplay there by AFC Totten.
Yeah, it was a lobbed cross there from Callum Bourne. It was quite difficult to actually commentate on because of the stand, so we couldn't actually see the ball for a while. But we're looking sharp over the first 10 minutes or so.
Olamiwa looks for the ball out from the centre-back position over to the left-hand side, but it's over the head of Kasimu. It will be a throw-in. to be taken by James Byrne. If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry, we're 9 minutes into this game and it's still 0-0. Good header there by Callum Bourne from that ball across. Big old switch that was. Went very much out of our view. As we said, like the roof is quite, it is quite low, isn't it? But nice and protected from any elements that might hit us later on.
Yeah, well read by Callum Bourne there. You saw it from a few seconds before the ball was actually played and cut it out to avert the danger.
And could there be a shout to say that actually Callum Bourne's got a point to prove?
Yeah, I think he's probably one of our most talented players at the club. He's had experience at Eastleigh in the National League, and he's a really, really, really clever right back. I think young, but yeah, does have a point to prove. And I think everyone on the pitch has a point to prove. As you said, we've been out of form. We do need to find some momentum, find the 3 points in order to maintain a run, and so we can actually get into the playoffs at the end of the season.
Yeah, and there aren't many games left for either side here. Poulton have played one extra game on AFC Tottenham, but at the start of the day, so this is Tottenham's 32nd game of the season in terms of their league matches. I believe it's the 43rd or 44th game of the season in terms of all competitions, which some of these players are going to be exhausted. Like, it's been a long season. Cup run for AFC Tottenham in the FA Trophy, a cup run in the Southampton Divisional Cup, and a cup run in the Hampshire Senior Cup. It's plenty of games.
Yeah, it's been a busy fixture list. What you often find is you have that Christmas period where you have loads of games and it tends to ease off. But we've had lots of cup runs where we haven't really had a week or two where we can just relax and chill for a bit. I think there's a man down for Poulton Rovers here.
He's just receiving some treatment. I think it is Dunstan. It's Daniel Dempsey. Yeah, it looks like he might have just taken a blow to the nose and taken a little lump in the back as well. So, but it looks like he's going to be fit to continue. He is walking off a little bit gingerly, but it is a free kick to Poulton, about 5 yards inside the AFC Tottenham half. There's a little bit of hands at the back there between Medway and his opposite number. Ball played into the box there. It's over Medway and it's headed out of play by Olamiwa, but it will be a throw-in to Poulton on the far side.
Yeah, I think it's important for Olamiwa to make a defensive contribution early on the game. As you said, hasn't had as many minutes as he would have perhaps preferred recently, with Flukes and Medway and Jefford also filling in there. So important. He's had a good start.
It's 45 games. So this is the 46th game of AFC Tottenham's season. So plenty of minutes there in of football, and but of those 45 games, there's only one game that's been missed by Sam Griffin. Ball played into the box here by Poulton. It's cleared away there by Olamiwa. I think it was Butcher with the ball into the box. Yeah. So of those 45 games, only one appearance missed by Sam Griffin. That shows the contribution of a player that has chosen to move on.
Yeah, you can understand. There's no hiding the fact that he has been a really, really important player, and a really, as we've seen on the live Podbean today, Dan saying he's gutted the Griffins left. But we can hear, I think it is family commitments. He's getting married in a couple of weeks' time, I think. Yeah. I've heard.
So life gets in the way of football at this level, and we completely understand that. Ball played into the box here, looking for the back post. Couple of players competing for it. I think Leighton Thomas was there, but it's cleared away by Ethan Taylor. Back out to Felix. Felix with the long ball again. Felix has been very busy in this in the early exchanges here at the First for Pools Stadium. Reed brings the ball down brilliantly. Now gives the ball to Regay. Regay looking longer, looking more direct, but it's come off the side of his foot and it's gone out of the ground, and it will be a Poulton throw. And there's the first shout of the day from Jimmy Ball. Looking a little bit more animated now, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he was very animated in the game against Biddeford. I can imagine he gave the players a bit of a... he probably was quite angry with the players at half-time, seeing as we didn't really... At the end of the day, we didn't really see a response in the second half, which was quite disappointing to see.
No, he said to me about how there was just a lack of grit, is what how he said it. And he said the same to Benjamin Rees on live on the Stags fan zone, and he questioned these players and said, like, can you change? He posed the question, can you change the attitudes of players So that will be a decision that he will have to make going forward. Regay wins that ball, a late foot left in there by number 10, Jack Ball, and it will be a free kick to AFC Tottenham to be taken by Lewis Noyce just outside of his penalty area.
Yeah, we're under a little bit of pressure there with Flukes and Regay, but a great burst of pace from Regay just outside our own penalty area. Just nicks it away from Jack Ball, who has actually been booked.
That is an early booking there for Jack Ball. Interesting. So he's going to be on tenterhooks for the rest of this game, and we've only played 14 minutes here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry. Head to agilecarpentry.co.uk and show those guys some support. Ball played across by Noyce, finds Gwengri. Gwengri round the corner, now looking for Williams. He's released him. Williams with the ball into the box. Casemiro's at the back post, and it's headed backwards. But Freddie Reed picks it up, looking for Taylor. Taylor finds Reed. No, he doesn't, and they come away with it. Ibrahim, now looking for his options, plays the ball forward, and this is an opportunity for Poulton to go on the break. Butcher's there, but it rolls through to the hands of Noyce. Noyce distributes quickly. It's airless at the moment, absolutely breathless.
Yeah, it's a really exciting game. High tempo, really good interplay between Gwengri and Williams on the right-hand side, and a really good lofted cross looking for the header, Casemiro, who just couldn't divert it goalwards. I think a misplaced pass there.
And it's a misplaced pass there by Leighton Thomas, and it's gone out for a throw-in on this near side. Bourne gives it to Reed. Reed seeing a bit of pressure behind him, though. They find Olamiwa. Olamiwa plays it across to Robert Flukes. He's about 15 yards inside his own half. Now Gwengri chasing, looking right into the corner. Oh, he can keep it in, but he puts it out for a goal kick. Oh, no. The assistant referee is saying that it has gone out, and it will be a throw-in.
I was going to say that probably suits Tottenham a bit more. We can try and keep them penned in deep inside their own half. It was a great switch of play there from Robert Flukes. Saw the run of Gwengri on the right, and it was quite unlucky not to keep that in.
Callum Bourne can't win that header. Flukes gets the ball, plays it over the top, and Casemiro was trying to gamble on it, but it's through to the hands of the goalkeeper. Just taking his time with it is Aaron Sainsbury.
Leban Ibrahim dropping deep inside the Poulton midfield. I think in the reverse fixture where they beat us 4-2, he was more of an attacking midfielder, but he's dropping deeper, trying to get on the ball, maybe dictate the play.
He played a lot of his time, actually, quite wide, didn't he? So it's interesting to see him in a more central role, whether that's a change that's been made over the course of the season or whether it's just for today. Interesting, though, we will see. And also we're seeing that Leighton Thomas is very far out on the right-hand side, which is keeping the attention of Jordan Regay. He's just having to keep his head at all angles. He's like an owl in these first few minutes with his head spinning freely. Gwengri with this ball here. Looks at a ball over the top, and it's gone out of play, and it will be a throw into Poulton. But there are a few signs here that Tottenham are up for a bit of a scrap.
Yeah, I did think it would be an even game today. Just a game of, and quite an exciting game, because, you know, you've got some teams in this division that have got to where they are through grit and through really robust, you know, they've got robust players who will put in strong challenges. But today, I think, is exciting because we've got lots of footballing talent on display.
That's good to see from Adi Olamiwa. The throw-in was taken, but he just shelters it out of play, and it goes up for a goal kick, taken quickly to Flukes. Flukes now looks for Taylor in that deeper role, as we mentioned. Plays the ball around the corner. Now Regay's got a few yards to play into. Ball played forward, looking for Casemiro. Casemiro's chasing for it, and he's going to get there. He's got options. Looks for Reed, but it gets trapped under his feet. And Reed might be able to win it back, but no, they're able to get away with it. But much better football here from AFC Tottenham. Reed's won it back. Now finds Taylor, looking for Reed again. On the far side as we look at it, can Reed take a shot on goal? Plays the ball into the box. I think that was the wrong option. I think he was being encouraged by the board of directors in front of us to have a shot on goal. Freddie Reed, absolutely breathless here. And there's a missed challenge there by Medway, and now they're able to come forward with ball. Out on the left-hand side with Butcher. Away to the left-hand side as we look. Ball round the corner by Butcher into the box, looking for Ibrahim. Ibrahim does win that ball. Plays it back inside. Harvey, the bleach blonde hair of Will Harvey on the far side. First cross is deflected by Reed. And now Casemiro wins that ball. He's looking for his options further forward. He's got Williams, but he can't hold on to the ball. And it's given away to Byrne. It's a real frenetic pace.
I think that's what you'd love to see Hisham Kassimi on the left-hand side, what he offers that perhaps Sam Griffin didn't offer. That incredible burst of pace that he could do. Tested the right back all the way to the end, to the byline, kept it in play, but perhaps just didn't get his head up quick enough to pull it back. But he just works tirelessly on that left-hand side.
Kassimi won the header there, and Taylor tried to put the ball round the corner looking for Williams, but he was fouled off the pitch there. And it will be a free kick to AFC Totten on the far side. A little bit of a height difference there between the referee and Josiah Dunstan, who made the trip over from Mangotsfield to Poulton Rovers earlier this season. And it will be a free kick and an opportunity here. They played quickly here by Freddie Reed. Looks for Kassimi. Back to Reed. Can Reed find an option? Lifts the ball across the pitch, looking for Olamiwa. And Bourne goes into him quite late there, and Butcher wins the free kick. And that was a late challenge.
Yeah, there were a few complaints there from Callum Bourne. Also, the first game in the Southern League Division 1 South has come at Biddeford, but for Cinderford Town, which is frustrating when you think that a team as good as Totten couldn't really muster up a decent shot on target against Biddeford, but Cinderford have managed to score 17 minutes in through Jack Barton.
Ball played forward there by the goalkeeper, finds the dangerous Leighton Thomas. He lets fly, but it comes off the foot of Regay, and it has gone out for a throw-in. So Poulton going quite direct there, but the manager's having a bit of a word there with the referee, but the referee doesn't take any action. Ibrahim on the far side, about 3 yards away from the corner flag, looks to go round the corner. No foul there by Kassimi. Yes, a foul from Kassimi. I didn't think there was much contact, but the referee's in a much better position than we are. Little mention for the match officials. Hayden Lavender is the man in the middle today, and on his he's flanked by Sam Myatt and Adam McConvoy. McConvoy. I'll go for McConvoy.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So it will be a free kick again. Another opportunity here for Poulton to get the ball into the box. Just seeing there are a few kids sitting right behind the goal there. A little bit dangerous, isn't it? I don't think the health and safety people here at Poulton Rovers may have noticed that. But it will be a free kick from the far side. Ball lifted into the box there. And it was a header at the front post there, but Noyce punches it away. Now Reed plays it longer, and I think it's come off the toe of a Poulton player. No, it's going to be a Poulton throw.
Brave goalkeeping there from Lewis Noyce. Really threw his body out to punch it clear from a Poulton Rovers head and avert the danger. But they've still got possession here. Poulton Rovers are thrown on the right-hand side.
Yeah, thrown long by Byrne, and it's off the head of Harry Medway. And the second header comes to Kassimi. Can't trap it, though. Williams finds Reed, but it comes off the heel of Williams. But they've kept it in play, but it's just gone over the top of Reed. And Williams plays it out of play. Flukes with the header from that throw-in. And it will be a throw-in about 20 yards inside the Totten half. Flukes having to scamper back and does very well to clear that ball away. Kassimi can't win it. Oh, it comes off Kasimu's head and it will be a throw-in. Referee just taking a bit of action here because James Byrne is being a little bit on the friendly side with the amount of yards he's taking.
Yeah, I noticed that in the previous throw-in he had. He must have run up about 10 yards to take the first throw-in.
He was going at pace. Regay wins the ball, gives it to Kassimi. Taylor looking for Gwengwe. Gwengwe wins the first ball. Now tries to find Taylor again, who's scampering behind him. Taylor with a bit of pressure there from Harvey. As a big challenge there that had to be made by Olamiwa to get the ball out of play because Butcher was driving forward.
Yeah, I think the ball's just holding up a bit on the pitch at the moment. Callum Bourne just trying to play it back to Adi Olamiwa. But it was a bit soft and it ended up being a 50-50 that Olamiwa dealt with quite well.
Yeah, huff and a puff there from Adi Olamiwa. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, it's still Poulton 0, AFC Totten 0. A few chances for AFC Totten in the first few minutes of this game. We've played 23 minutes here. Today's broadcast sponsored by Agile Carpentry. Do go visit agilecarpentry.co.uk if you do have any building requirements. They will help you with pretty much anything, from what I could tell. Is that the list is extensive. And it is quite impressive. So, yeah, do get in touch with Agile Carpentry. You don't need a kitchen doing, do you, Ollie?
Well, in my one bedroom flat with just a bathroom, I probably don't know.
Can also see just off to the left of us, Ben Rocky Adams, the program editor and the author of The Long Read, which you will be able to catch late tonight or tomorrow morning. Late tonight. Guys, a hard worker, that Ben Rocky Adams. Listening in to Stags Radio, probably our most loyal listener. We have got a lot of listeners. We do appreciate that. 26 of you listening in at the moment, which is good at the moment. But that's a misplaced pass there by Regay. I think he tried to clear it, but it's gone back into the hands of Noyce. But no risk of a pass back now.
I think they call that a shinner, don't they? He tried to thump it upfield with his right foot, just skewed it with his right shin, and it ended up going back to Lewis Noyce.
I tell you what, Reed has been really agricultural early on here, and chance to let fly by Taylor, but it was going into the corner, but the keeper was there, was tested, but it's good to see that he's having a shot on goal. The confidence hasn't been there recently.
No, it hasn't. It's, you know, it's encouraging. Perhaps, you know, it's still the 24th, 25th minute or so. But just notice the run of Hisham Kassim, who just took Jack Byrne with him, that gave Ethan Taylor the space in midfield, which I haven't asked him, so I'm not sure what his favourable position is. But he seems to get a lot of the ball in the midfield at the moment. And I think there'll be quite a few other occasions where he can let fly from, you know, that range of the suburbs of the 18-yard box.
It's interesting because Kassim, when we first saw him in pre-season coming into the club, me and Benjamin Rees, the thing that you first see is his pace. He has absolutely lightning pace. But I think he's wanted to show the rest of the league that actually he offers so much more than just that pace. He holds the ball up well. He's got that sensible footballing mind. The ball comes through here to Gwengri, sorry. Gwengri wasn't offside. Ball into the box here by Regay. A little flick there by Williams, but it's going to roll out to Taylor. Taylor just a little bit isolated, but now has the run of Bourne looking for options, finds Medway, ball round the corner, now looking for Taylor, and he's forcing some work out of Felix here. Medway wins that ball, but it's high and more up than out, and Regay wins the second ball. Tell you what, we're seeing a good bit of football here from Jordan Regay early on. Not that many minutes early on. Late challenge there by Adi Olamiwa, but the ball played out to Butcher. An opportunity for Butcher to attack here. Can he get shot away? He can, but it's a long way wide. Not going to be testing Noyce there at all.
Yeah, I liked in just about 30 seconds beforehand with Harry Medway in the midfield. A really clever progressive pass looking for the runner. I think it was Shaq Gwengwe, but it was just cut out by Nuno Felix. But, you know, having a captain in the middle of the park is probably more helpful for the rest of the team. Just you can inform the forwards, inform the defence, and it just has that bit of stability in the centre of the park.
Yeah, and having a player like Harry Medway there, it gives them the option that if they need, they've got that extra centre half if it gets to that sort of game. But at the moment, I don't think that's something that they're going to be considering. Just seeing, yeah, Flukes is still on. Just seeing Trev JL on the Podbean saying, listening from the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Wow. Okay, well, that's quite a long way away from rural Poulton here in Somerset. But glad you're listening to Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry this afternoon. There's a foul there by Ethan Taylor, and it will be a free kick. Ibrahim goes down. And Ibrahim, I thought he was flashing kind of an invisible card there, but I don't like to see that. That's a few players around. Like, you can see Brett Williams' reaction is just to flag his hand in the air, just going like, oh, come on, boys, that's poor.
Yeah, it's happened quite a few times with Poulton Rovers. I think they've gone down quite easily and then, not berating, it seems quite strong, but certainly having words with the referee to try and get some Tossum players in the book. But
and again, I tell you what, Ibrahim is still continuing those conversations. Butcher, in the meanwhile, is going to put this ball into the box. It's headed away by Brett Williams. And now Kassimu is there to chase it. Gets a little elbow in the back, but I think it was no more than just a little bit of physical pressure. Leighton Thomas with the ball on the far side is opposite number. Brett Williams, well, I didn't see a foul there at all. I think the Thomas has tried to go round him, but Williams is there trying to get the ball. But he's made a meal of that, has Leighton Thomas, the top scorer in the Southern League Division 1 South with 25 goals so far this season. player of real quality against a player who's been there, done it, and bought the T-shirt in Brett Williams.
Also an international player, I think, as you saw in your
Correct,
notes.
Yeah. He was an under-20 international for the Cayman Islands, which, well, look, if you can say you've played for your nation, it's quite impressive. Ball into the box here by Butcher, and it's headed out of harm's way there by Harry Medway. And that, there's what I was talking about. Having that extra centre-half on the pitch, it helps in those situations when there's a set-piece specialist on the ball.
Yeah, we are. It's quite encouraging looking from a Tottenham point of view that Bolton have had their fair share of deliveries, set-pieces, but so far we've dealt with them quite well. But there is another corner coming in for Bolton Rovers that they're surrounding Lewis Noyce on the goal line.
Yeah, Butcher with that ball, and it's into the side netting, and it will be a goal kick. I don't think it took any touches on its way through to that side netting. Edward Butcher has really contributed to the attacking play of the Poulton Rovers team this season. He's the second highest scorer for them behind Leighton Thomas with 12 goals. Great turn there by Kasimu. Gwengwe trying to win that ball, and there is a late challenge there by Dunstan, and this is going to be a free kick in a really dangerous position here for AFC Totten. Gwengwe's gone down quite heavily. But I tell you what, look, for Gwengwe, that is a great positive touch, making that positive touch, and he knew the challenge was coming, so he had to get to that ball first. But it will be a free kick. It doesn't look like there's going to be any sort of reprimand there from the referee.
Just beforehand, though, with that Shaq Gwengwe touch, Hisham Kasima did so well to shield off the challenge of Nuno Felix. As we said, he's been playing on the left wing so far this afternoon, but he came over to the right, shielded it so well, and took it in his stride with his left foot, which really created that chance.
It's interesting. Kasimu did look a little bit dejected that he didn't get a look in with the taking of this free kick. You've got Ethan Taylor and Freddie Reed standing over it. So the right or the left foot here. It's the left foot of Taylor, and it's a good save. That was nestling right into the bottom left-hand corner at a goal, if it wasn't for Aaron Sainsbury, but we're still goalless here.
Yeah, it was a left-footed free kick, I think, having it on the right-hand side. And he tried to catch the keeper off guard at his own side. But you know, it's a good save from Aaron Sainsbury. I think if he didn't get that was nestling right into the bottom corner.
I'm surprised that ball is staying in the quadrant there on the far side, because there is a real peak in that corner. They might need to take a little bit of soil out there, but it is going to be Freddie Reed with this corner. Ball played into the box here. There are plenty of men there, and the keeper comes out and punches it away. And now Poulton are able to drive away with Martin Neal, their captain. But the header is won there by Medway. Taylor gives it back to Williams. Ball into the box there, and it's off the shin there of Daniel Dempsey and into the hands of Aaron Sainsbury. But there's some really good football here from AFC Totten. It's much more positive than we've seen so far in recent weeks.
Something, no, I think rather new for this AFC Totten side is we're having a lot of height in the centre. We've already got the centre-backs in Olamiwa and Flukes. Having Medway in the midfield, Brett Williams leading the line. He won that the second passage of play there, flicking on the header. So it's something, you know, we tend to associate Totten with the good interplay and on the ground. But in recent weeks, we've seen lots more aerial battles, and I think it helps having Medway in the midfield and Williams up top today.
That ball forward there was headed out by Callum Bourne. I think he's been really good so far in the early stages of this game. Got just 13 minutes left of this first half. Flukes tested here, and it's bounced onto his knee, but it's gone up and out. But now a chance here for Harvey. Can't quite get the ball down. And I tell you what, Taylor's really getting involved with the defensive work as well. Ball played forward here, testing Sainsbury, and it's more up than out. Callum Bourne's there, wins the header, gives away a throw-in though, in front of us. Ball played forward here by Felix, and there's hands all over the back there of Jack Ball from Adi Olamiwa, and the referee has given away a free kick. Just a little bit of ill discipline.
It's really frustrating, because you can see what the tactic is here for Poulton. Whenever they have a throw-in that's being played down the line, the forwards are backing into the defender. So it's really hard to get around them. By doing that, by extension, they're almost using the bodies of the Poulton Rovers attackers to get to the ball, and the referee isn't really having any of it.
Now, this looks like Will Harvey might be shaping to shoot. From the way that he's lining up this ball, it's about 35 yards out, I'd imagine. And he is curling it into the box, and it's headed in. to the hands of Noyce. But that was a let-off because Dunstan, had he put it either side of Noyce, that could have gone in. Ball played forward here. Can Gwengwe get there? He can't. And it will go out for a goal kick at the other end. But a quick distribution, positive distribution there from Lewis Noyce.
I mean, that 10 seconds of play there we just saw pretty much epitomises Lewis Noyce, doesn't it? Really, really good positioning to prevent that from going in. And then a quick distribution over to Shaq Gwengwe. Just had a little bit too much on it.
It was a bit of a reaction save there. Ball over the top there from Medway, looking for Taylor. And it's headed up off the head of Martin Neil. Neil Martin. Nearly went old school there. And
Martin O'Neill?
No, it was like being back at school with the old registers where you had your first name last. It is Neil Martin, the captain of Poulton. But it is going to be a corner here on this right-hand side as we look at it to be taken by Ethan Taylor. He's got Jordan Regay as an option there. Played near post there. Kasimu was there as it bounced. Leighton Thomas doing his defensive work and it's given away there. A free kick is given away by Olamiwa on the edge of the box. And it's met with real frustration by Olamiwa. It's met with frustration by the rest of the players and with the board members in front of us.
Yeah, the stoppage of play. I was saying how our own division, the Southern League Division 1 South, is pretty bereft of goals. The Premier League's quite the opposite. Manchester City are 2-0 up away at Burnley. Leeds United are 1-0 at home to Southampton. Boom. And Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Midlands derby are 2-0 up against Aston Villa.
But it's important to mention that Brighton and Hove Albion and Norwich City are goalless. For me, it is. Flukes with the header out. Taylor can't keep control of it and it finds its way to Burn. It's a good first touch there by Regay. Now looking for his options. Finds Williams. Good first touch there. Williams with the ball forward looking for Gwengwe. Finds Gwengwe. Can he finish it? He's blazed it over. It was a brilliant chance for AFC Totten to absolutely rip the net to shreds. But he's missed the target. What a chance. Really? AFC Totten are still goalless.
Really good chance. A brilliant ball from Brett Williams, as he's been told by the board of directors in front of us. But Shaq Gwengwe, I originally thought it was going to be cut out by Nuno Felix, but it was really poor defending, just letting the ball.
I think he had a slip. I think he like fell over his own feet. It looked like he was running through mud. Reed with the ball here. Finds Bourne. Harvey coming towards him. It's a poor touch there by Bourne, and there's a late challenge there by Harvey. Got a bit of the Slim Shady look there, isn't he? The Eminem kind of hair colour and appearance, a little skin fade. So they're not liking that? So some of the Poulton fans not enjoying that. But I think there's a bit of a likeness from this distance.
Brilliant. Perfect.
Opportunities for the ball to be launched into the box here by Olamiwa. Taylor wins the header. Kasimu's there. He's in the box. He can't get the control of it and put it across the box. So it will be a goal kick, but it's much more positive. As we're just seeing, is that a little bit of smoke coming across the pitch? Just look. There's a bit.
Seems to be, you can smell a little bit of it, can't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange.
Pyros.
Yeah, I didn't see the flamethrowers before the game like you get at the Welsh rugby or the Wolves games. Thomas with the ball on this left-hand side. Switch sides temporarily as the league's top goal scorer. Finds Harvey. Driving down the line, but he's not able to keep hold of the ball and it's cleared away. Totten now looking to get that ball. Reed trying to find Taylor but can't play the ball to him. And now Taylor's having to do his defensive work. But Burn with the ball forward and it's bounced into the hands of Noyce. But a little bit of a scary moment there.
Yeah, it was a clever ball there from Burn on the right-hand side. But well read from Noyce. Wasn't deceived by lots of men running in trying to get a nick on it and caught it well. And now we're on the attack.
But Burn wins that ball. Just having a little look at the pod bean. Tracy Wellman just asking, only just joined, any score? No, it's still 0-0. Best chance of the game so far fell to Shaq Gwengwe for AFC Totten, but wasn't able to find the target. It is a throw-in on the far side to Poulton. I'm also seeing that Sarah Quinn's joined us. Hello, Sarah. Still 0-0. And that's a ball over the top there. Can Gwengwe win that ball? He can. He collects the ball. Now looking to take on Felix. And he's done well there. He's given away the free kick. But it's good to see that fierce play from Shaq Gwengwe, isn't it?
Yeah, Nuno Felix, I don't think he's enjoying himself out there at the moment. As I said 5 minutes earlier, Jacques Wengui almost putting the visitors in front, but Nuno Felix is having a bit of a struggle there with the pacey winger.
So, the goalkeeper will be taking this. It will be Aaron Sainsbury's come a long way out of his goal to take it. But it's a long way out. So he's playing that ball forward. It's near to Olamiwa and he just heads it out of play. Any goals in the Southern League Division 1 South?
Yes, there is. And it's a big goal in the playoff race. Bristol Manor Farm have scored their 1-0 up at home to Sholing. Kai Simpson with the goal. That's the Simpson family are pretty good in this league, aren't they?
I don't think they're related, but yeah, Kai Simpson.
Are they not? I was told they were.
Oh, were you? Oh, I'm not sure. But either way, no, they're probably related at some point in history, all of the Simpsons, I'd imagine. But
they are.
Ball thrown into the box here. And it's going to be cleared away here by Bourne. If he can get the ball away, he does. Brett's chasing this ball. Aaron Sainsbury's come a long way out and he deals with it well there. Gwengui wins the header. Now Medway looking for the ball forward, but Brett Williams was offside and he didn't go and compete for it, but it will be a throw-in down to the right-hand side as we look. We are hearing that actually the Simpsons are related. You were correct.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard it before. Kai and Kane as well. It just seems just as a brotherly name, don't they sound like?
Yeah, yeah, Kai and Kane. Well, I don't know. We'll see. But
the point is, Kai Simpson has scored for Bristol Manor Farm and 1-0 up.
Yeah, 1-0 up against Sholing. And a free kick is given away by Callum Bourne. Not seen the same way by the home group here, the home supporters.
The referee is having a really tough game. Benjamin Rees, to our right, was fuming that how much of the shirt that the Portland Rovers player had.
Yeah, and you don't often see an animated Benjamin Rees, but he didn't like that decision. And I can understand why. That's all I'll say on that matter. So it will be a free kick, about 2 yards inside their own half for Poulton. It will be taken by Nuno Felix. He'll be looking to launch this ball long. Flukes wins the header. Kasimu looks to get that ball and it comes off his chest and it just runs away from him. The pitch is quite hard, isn't it? It's as you said, it's sitting up, the ball.
Perhaps why we've seen Totten trying to go with a few more aerial balls.
Bourne looking to win this header and he's gone up with Butcher for it, but he does win the header. Reed with the ball around the corner. Cleared up more up than out. Gwengui wins that ball, gives it to Taylor. Now looking for Kasimu. And it's been given as offside yet again.
Again, I really, really don't think he was. I really don't think he was, but Kasimu is penalised again for being offside. And it was a very controversial decision, as the board of directors, I'm sure, people would have heard on the Podbean Stags Radio that...
Yeah, you might be able to hear it in the background. They're very animated at the moment, understandably. It's cleared high by Robert Flukes, and the header, second header is then won by Hisham Kasimu. Medway with a launch ball, and that's just going to be straight into the hands of Sainsbury. And it's just letting the pressure off a little bit there.
Yeah, but I would have probably preferred for Harry Medway just to have controlled the ball. Perhaps he didn't get a shout from anyone. He had a lot of time, could have trapped it down, then we would have seen some peeling runs off of him, but just made the impulse decision to launch it up the field for Sainsbury.
Good bit of interplay there on the far side for Poulton. Ball into the box, but that's going to go over the goal of Lewis Noyce, and it will be a goal kick. So, with 2.5 minutes left of normal time in this first half, who is going to be the happier manager, Ollie Howard?
It's a difficult question because I think if you're looking on chances, I think Jimmy Ball will feel like there's goals to be scored in this game. Shaq Gwengui has looked dangerous. Hisham Kasim has looked dangerous. And just having Williams dropping deeper gives more space for those guys bringing strikers away. So I think Jimmy Ball will be the happier of the two. But at the same time, Poulton Rovers are aside. They are below us on the table. They'll know they have a tough game. And to be 0-0, to be drawing 0-0 against AFC Totten will be a success for most
Header
of the teams.
Through here by Williams. Finds Kasimu. Can he get a shot on goal? He can't. Just lets it run a little bit too long. But the header from Williams there. Kasimu was the only one in the area that was awake. The two defenders for Poulton just were sleeping. And Kasimu very nearly capitalised, but it wasn't his weak right foot. Still goalless here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry. But as you said, AFC Tottenham have had the best of this first half. So, yeah, Jimmy Ball will be pleased.
Yeah, that only adds fuel to the fire, really, saying that we've been the better of the side, I think, in the opening stages. And I think, especially on the left-hand side of the Poulton defence, I think they look quite shaky. I think they do look shaky with Nuno Felix, the left-back, again.
Long throw there by Bourne. Looks for Gwengwe, and it's come off the hand of Dunstan. I think it bounced awkwardly on this pitch, and Dunstan has been penalised, and it will be a free kick. Potentially an opportunity for Tottenham to get this ball into the box with a minute left of normal time in this first half. Still Poulton Rovers 0, AFC Tottenham 0. But it will be Ethan Taylor. It's about 2 yards out of the penalty area, but he's also about 2 yards from the goal line. So it's going to be kind of from the corner sort of position in terms of direction. Away to our right-hand side as we look. Ethan Taylor with his bright salmon boots. Plays the ball into the box, hard and low, and it's blazed right across the front of the goal. No touch from anyone. I think Olamiwa, Gwengwe, Flukes and Williams were all there, but it's just blazed right across. And that's a real let-off for the home side.
Yeah, that's almost the perfect free kick there from Ethan Taylor. Just puts it across the corridor of uncertainty. And I think Brett Williams was the one who originally came across to the near post trying to nick it on. And I don't think the players behind him expected him to miss the ball. But just the fourth official on the far side indicating there'll be 2 minutes added on. And there's been quite a few stoppages in this game. The ref hasn't let it flow as much as I'd have liked. Especially I was saying that's good footballing sides that play here.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's in periods of the game, he has let it flow. And at other times, he's been calling up everything. So kind of a bit of bipolar refereeing, but it's cleared out of harm's way by Robert Flukes, and it will be a throw-in for Poulton in line with the penalty area on the far side to be taken by James Byrne. 90 seconds of additional time, a minimum of 90 seconds remaining in this first half. Leighton Thomas plays the ball through the legs of Ethan Taylor. And he's able to come away with it. Now Medway clears it, but scrapes it, really. And Regay can't control it. And Ibrahim wins it back. Harvey. Twisting and turning and looking for the ball forward for Thomas. Medway applies pressure, but Thomas keeps hold of it. Byrne gives the ball into the box here. And Olamiwa clears it out of harm's way, but only as far as Dempsey. And Regay, Gwengwe does really well there to win that ball back. And I think Dempsey might have... taken one in the delicate region there. But Williams has won a throw-in.
Yeah, really, really good pressure from Brett Williams there. You could see, luckily for us, it was on the near side, so we could actually see the emotions going through him there. And he was determined to get to the ball first and cause the Poulton Rovers defender to get out for the throw-in, which will be the last attack of the game.
Ball played over the top, finds Kasimu. Kasimu looking to twist and turn. There's a foot there, but he's gone down. But it will be a throw-in to Totten. 15 seconds left of additional time in this first half. Callum Bourne with an opportunity to throw the ball in here. About 5 yards from the corner flag. He's shaping up for a long throw. Finds Williams. No, it's over the top of Williams. And there is half time. And we are goalless here at the first for Pools Stadium in Poulton. The classified score is Poulton Rovers 0. AFC Tottenham 0, but much more positive than anything else we've seen in recent weeks.
Yeah, it just seemed like there's a bit more attacking impetus in the side today, especially since the Bideford game, which was, for the 8-hour round trip, we have to say it was bitterly disappointing the way we performed. But there's definitely a different side to Tottenham today. We've had the better of the chances, and I think the last 15 minutes we've really been knocking on the door. We just need to continue that momentum going into the second half.
Just seeing that Luke Bollinger has given Melksham Town a one-goal lead on the stroke of half-time away to Evesham United. Before we go in for our half-time, our break, go and get ourselves a bucket full of Bovril, let's have a little listen to what our new recruit had to say, the new assistant manager Lewis Fenimore. Here's what he had to say when I spoke to him before the game.
Fenners, welcome to AFC Totten. Strange time to come into a team this late in the season, but what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, just get involved very quickly, really. I mean, Jimmy's come from the pro game, needed someone around him that's been there, been to these sort of grounds and knows these players, this standard. Looking, come in, front foot, jump on it straight away and enjoy it. Yeah.
What do you think you offer a team like AFC Totten?
I mean, like I said, just giving Jimmy some sort of non-league, a player that's been there. I've been in the playoffs a couple of times. I know the grounds, I know the players, I know the standard. I only stopped playing last year. So just a bit of experience in that, someone he can trust in that sort of sense.
Super. Welcome to the club.
Looking forward to it.
And I think that's what AFC Totten needs, someone with that nous and experience at this level of football. That's only going to be a positive move.
Of course, experience is so important at this level. Just having a player or having a member of staff around the club that just knows how to win games, as basic as that sounds, there's things comes with the trade of non-league football, is knowing how to beat the teams that will put in really strong challenges, who have really big centre halves and defensive midfielders, and just finding different ways of beating all the teams in the division and really, really, hopefully, making a name for ourselves here.
So, live here on Stags Radio, sponsored by Agile Carpentry. The score at half-time is Poulton Rovers 0, AFC Totten 0. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to close off this link, but do make sure to rejoin us with the game very finely poised. It's 0-0 at half-time.